At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of DashPass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back into the Steakhouse. 92.9 The Game. Abe Gordon and Rusty Mansell here on a Friday. Rusty, you've been a busy man during the breaks. I see you out there taking calls. You got plans for a big weekend, man. Tell me what's going on.
Man, you're talking about glory days. We are having a 35th reunion for the 1990 state championship football team I was on. We haven't really gotten together. I think we had a teammate pass away, I believe, in 2007. We got together for that, so it's been a long time. So this crew, my shout-out, I think my buddy Eric Dowdy is listening. He is driving in with his wife today from Columbia, South Carolina. I had to explain what 92.9 The Game was. Odyssey app's way over his head right now. So
you were showing me some grainy footage out there.
Dude.
Way back in the day of a young stud tight end.
I'd looked like an athlete. I say this, never was a Division I athlete. Nobody had fun or playing high school football than me. We went on to win. We talked about it this week. A couple guys are helping us getting this thing together. We won the state championship game 42-8. I remember we kicked their ass. I didn't remember what the score was, but 42-8, 15-0, that was a hell of a time. Look, we're going to get together this weekend, have a great time, see a lot of people hadn't seen in a long time. It's just fun. I actually got a call. You were there. I actually got a call from a coach I haven't heard since high school. He lives up in South Carolina. We've been trying to get in touch with this guy, so hopefully he gets there, and we're going to have a good time this weekend, man.
Do y'all have – what did y'all get to – commemorate the title? Do you have rings?
We got rings, yeah.
Okay, do you still have yours?
I do. I have a ring.
Does it fit?
I don't know.
Different finger?
It's in a case.
Yeah.
I got my helmet in a case.
That definitely don't fit.
Definitely don't fit. You know what's crazy? So now when you win the state championship, they give you this like cup, and it's really nice. Georgia High School gives you this big silver cup. You know, you can put it in your – so we're going to have the state championship trophy on display this weekend. You
stealing it from the school?
The principal's bringing it for us.
Oh, okay.
Dude, it looks like the damn Lombardi Trophy. This thing is huge. I realize I hadn't seen it. It's been in a case at the school. I don't think I've seen it in probably 30 years, maybe, but I didn't realize how damn big that thing
is. You going to try and drink out of it?
We might. Take that thing downtown.
That was the first thing you thought of, too. It's like, I wonder if we can still drink it.
Take that thing downtown. You know what? After that game that night.
Careful now, y'all. Reminders.
The statute of limitations are gone. That was the – when you see those movies – on Varsity Blues, and you see all those movies at high school games. That was the first one after the game. I walked into my boy's house, and it was on.
Okay.
It was on. It was a real party at that point.
Oh,
so we enjoyed it, man. We had a lot of Capri Suns that night.
Well, I hope you have a great weekend.
We're
going to
have a
fun
good time.
It's
I can't wait to see everybody. It's like I said last night. Everybody's a little bit faster, and your stats are a little bit better, and we'll just tell some lies. But be good to see everybody, man. I enjoyed it.
There you go. Make sure everyone Uber, Lyft, we be got, smart, be safe, all that stuff.
We've got all that. Yep.
Rusty, I broke down. There are 16 teams. Have there been any new added? It's still, what is it? There's no.
North Carolina, Clemson.
We're still there.
They
right?
didn't get in last night.
We're still there. So 16 teams.
They're trying to get in.
Yes. 16 teams still in the SEC. I think they all break down into one of three groups.
And I haven't seen these yet. Which
you have not, nope. Because rundowns are not for everyone.
That's right.
And so I think they all break down into one. Don't turn now.
I've got two pages in.
I'll read it. Okay. I think they all break down into one of three groups. I'm guessing you're going to know immediately which schools go where.
Okay.
Here are the three groups.
Descriptions
of the three. A tier is not the right word because I'm not ranking them. Okay. It's just where they belong.
All right.
Here are my three groups. Teams who need talent to support the quarterback. Essentially, I think they're going to get the quarterback play needed. The questions are elsewhere. That's one group. Group two, teams who need the quarterback to support the talent. They have enough talent as long as the quarterback play isn't a letdown. That's group two. And then group three, they need both the quarterback and the surrounding talent to step up.
That's going into this season.
Going into the season, okay, what I believe.
Not historical. This is just.
Correct. Okay. This is this year's groups.
This year's group. Okay.
And what I believe each squad to be.
All right. Like it.
We're going to start with teams who need the talent to support the quarterback. These are the schools I believe will get the quarterback play. I have questions elsewhere. We're going to go back to front just to mess around with it. I think Oklahoma with John Mateer is in this group.
Okay.
I'm a big fan of John Mateer.
Me too.
I think he's a major dark horse this year.
Me too.
You add in the running back, Jaden Ott. I've talked about them. Vanderbilt. Diego Pavia.
He is their team. It all goes
and so that's why he goes into they need the talent to support the quarterback. 100%. DJ Lagway at Florida.
100%.
Lenora Sellers, South Carolina.
100%.
Garrett Nussmeier.
100%.
And Arch.
No.
At Texas.
I'm not sold yet.
I'm not sold, but my questions about that team lie elsewhere.
As in, they lost four offensive linemen. They lost seven
starters. A lot of receivers.
They lost seven starters on defense.
Yeah. And that whole receiving corps is gone.
Whole receiving corps is gone.
My questions are not going to be about Arch. My questions are going to be about the guy supporting Arch.
Okay.
Now, that doesn't entirely – because I do agree with you. I still also have questions about Arch.
And let me say this. I think Arch Manning can be the number one pick. I think Arch Manning can be really good.
But you got to see it.
He's going through some growing pains.
You got to see it.
He's going to go through some
growing pains. So would you put him in that last group, both quarterback and surrounding talent to step up?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, so let's jump down to that tier, that group, because these are the groups of teams that are probably not competing – for the conference championship, the way Texas is.
Okay.
I got Tennessee. I don't know what I'm getting at Joey Aguilar.
Yeah, that's
I don't
that's
know a, what's around him.
That's a tough deal there.
Texas A&M.
Disagree. I love Marcel Reed. I think their defense let them down. I think he is really good. I think he's really accurate.
So you put him in that middle group. They have the quarterback.
Yes.
Excuse me, you put him in that first group.
They didn't lose because of quarterback play. Marcel Reed is a damn baller. Defense let them down.
Okay.
I'm telling you, Marcel Reed is my kind of under-the-radar guy that people – nobody talked about Lenore Sellers last year. Everybody's talking about Lenore Sellers.
Right.
I think this time next year, everybody's going to be talking about Marcel Reed.
And again, I don't think these teams have to stay in this group because I think this next one at Ole Miss
– Alston Simmons is – shit, he carved Georgia up. I don't know if I can say that word on air, but he carved Georgia up.
He did. Yep. But I also need to see it over the course of a season, so I still need him to step up.
I agree.
Missouri –
I agree where they are here. Yep.
Auburn?
Yep.
What is that, Jackson Arnold?
Jackson Arnold. Who
he's got to show it, though.
He's got to show it, but there is potential there.
Well, look, you're starting quarterback in the SEC. You probably have some talent.
The whole piece of the puzzle around you, yes.
Auburn? We already just went through. Kentucky?
Zach Calzada. We'll see.
He needs to step up, so does the talent around him.
He's a six-year player.
Yeah, and Mississippi State.
Just a lot of
everyone needs to step up.
Everybody.
I have two teams that I believe have the talent, and I have questions at quarterback.
I'm probably going to agree with both of those.
The first one is Alabama.
I would agree.
I think that team – now, I also have questions about head coach there.
I don't know that yet, but I do think that there's a lot of questions around Ty Simpson.
If Ty Simpson plays at a certain level, that team can win the national championship.
100% agree.
And the other one's Georgia.
100% agree.
I think it can be a lesser level for Gunnar Stockton than at a lot of other schools.
He can be a ball distributor.
He can, right.
Because they're wide receiver. Georgia almost won the national championship with Jay Fromm. That's what he was.
Yeah.
He was a smart ball distributor, didn't turn it over, hit his key throws, you know, didn't hurt you with his legs as much as Gunnar can. I think Jake Fromm was a great processor. For all the intangibles that I love about Gunnar Stockton, we're going to have to see it. But he doesn't have to be the driver of the ship. He has to be a guy to make sure nothing gets out of hand.
For me, when I look at Gunnar Stockton, the one category that's going to matter is turnovers.
Correct.
And obviously, that's like a simple, dumbed down, easy thing to say.
I spoke at the Atlanta Touchdown Club this week, and there's a lot of Georgia fans in there. And they said, listen, don't sugarcoat this. Give me your biggest concern. My biggest concern with Gunnar, for whatever reason, because he is taller than Stetson. I know Drew Brees is a short quarterback. I've stood beside Bryce Young. He is way taller than Bryce Young. My biggest concern is he had two tip balls against Notre Dame, and he had three in the spring game. Listen, you cannot have a tip ball. For whatever reason, I don't know. I haven't looked into it.
Mm-hmm.
But he's had problems with tip balls, and that's a problem over 15 games.
When I look at, let's just say, DJ Lagway at Florida, when I look at Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, these are guys that are going to need to throw for 280
it goes through
to 300 yards a game to win these games.
Yep.
I think Gunnar Stockton can win you games at 220, 230, if he's smart with it. And you got to get the run game, too.
Here's the thing. Gunnar Stockton, too. Now, this is something Carson Beck did not want to do. At times, he could show you. Gunnar Stockton can get you two first downs a game with his legs. He can turn second and 11 and get you a first down and move the chains. That's very important for him.
Now, I think we look at Alabama, and I say you need what you need out of quarterback because you have two of the best receivers in Bernard and Ryan Williams.
And you got your OC.
Right.
You got your guy back. And we got your guy.
I think defensively, Alabama's not going to drop off too much either.
I agree there.
The question for me in regards to that is Georgia. They need to be better than they were a year ago.
Two things Georgia's got to improve on, period. You got to be able to run the football. And they got to be able to get off the field on third down. They could not get off the field on third down, which is something you did not see out of Glenn Schumann's defense.
I find it fascinating that Georgia had multiple first-round picks defensively this past year, and that was what wasn't good enough. A run game, too.
Yeah.
But that was what wasn't good enough. Coming into this year, there are no projected first-round picks. I disagree. I think guys will play themselves into that spot.
Somebody could, yeah.
Yeah, I think so. But we're asking this team to be better than they were a year ago with theoretically less talent.
Yeah, but Mykael Williams was banged up last year, so you really take him out. I mean, they openly said he had to take a shot to play Alabama.
Would you say that, because I'm trying to make some good arguments, would you say that the defense, especially the front, is deeper this year than they were last year? Maybe not top-heavy, but deeper.
It is deeper, and you also bring back two linebackers in C.J. Allen and Raylan Wilson. You also bring in two kids who were five stars two classes ago, and Chris Cole and Justin Williams, who played. You got K.J. Bolden back for second year.
I know about him.
So, yeah, you know about K.J. Bolden. Listen, you look at this, and you're never going to have a 21 defense. In the history of Georgia football, you're never going to have a team that looks like 2021. It still doesn't mean as a overall group, you cannot be a very productive defensive group, okay? And they got NFL players over there just because they don't have first-rounders. These guys are going to be in here. And listen, Cole Kublik comes out this week and says, Elo Madozi is going to be the SEC Defensive Player of the Year. I've heard he's been really damn good now. This is the edge defender from Army, the 6'3", 225-pound edge defender. So we'll see. But if you bring a 10 sack guy into that defense with those guys, it's going to be pretty good.
I want to roll off a list of teams, and you just tell me if you think, if things go right, if they have what it takes to win the SEC.
The SEC. Okay, not now. Okay, yeah.
If you win the SEC, you can probably win
the national championship. Yep.
Texas.
Yes.
LSU. If things go right.
Yes.
South Carolina.
No.
Florida.
No. Schedule kills you.
Oklahoma.
No. Not enough depth.
We already talked about Georgia and Alabama.
Yep.
Anyone along that bottom line, Tennessee, A&M, Ole Miss, Missouri, Auburn, Kentucky, Mississippi State, Vanderbilt?
Here's my sneaky kind of hot take. If they get hot.
Auburn?
Texas A&M.
Texas A&M. Okay. So you said yes to Texas, yes to LSU, yes to Georgia, yes to Alabama, and then you threw A&M. Did you say no to South Carolina, no to Oklahoma?
The reason I don't – I think South Carolina is unbelievably top-heavy. They're replacing 17 stars.
I just don't think it's easy to repeat what you did last year, both as an individual for Lenore. I think they're going to have a little step back.
I love
same thing I think with Vandy, by the way.
I love Lenore Sellers. Look at Ole Miss. They're replacing a ton of people.
So you've got five teams that you think can win the SEC.
Yes. Yep.
But for A&M specifically more than the others, a lot has to go right.
A lot has to go right. Has to be a perfect scenario.
There you go.
They have to be hot at the end, too.
If you're going to win the SEC, you just got to be hot the whole season.
Ohio State didn't win their division, and they were hot at the end.
Well, they're not in the SEC.
But I know, but
there you go.
They still got the ring.
They got to play Indiana in regular season as their tough matchup. All right, when we come back, an opportunity to hear from Michael Penix. He spoke with Dukes and Bell yesterday, and also very special edition of Rusty Rocks.
Go Dragons, baby.
All right, there you go. Rusty Rocks coming your way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in, because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier and timely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks, no cash access, and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
We're back into the steakhouse. Abe Gordon, Rusty Mansell. Atlanta Falcons training camp has begun. Football season is here. We're going to hear from Michael Penix, quarterback of the Atlanta Falcons, in just a moment. He caught up with Dukes and Bell yesterday after practice. But some cool news alongside in the football world here locally. Arthur Blank, the Family Foundation, they're providing new helmets for both Morehouse College and Clark Atlanta's football programs. Obviously, Morehouse head coach there, former Falcon Terrence Mathis. So, Arthur Blank helping out one of his own a little bit there.
Huge deal, man. Those Speed Flex helmets, those things, man, they retail, I think, around $300 a piece. You start talking about buying two teams. I mean, and the technology and the safety of those things are incredible. You're talking about old school and glory days. I picked up my helmet the other night. It was like a damn boat anchor. Like, you talking about walking concussion And now those speed flexes and those kids get new helmets. That's awesome.
Can't exactly repad the one that you got. They don't just shoot air into various parts.
If I hit somebody in that helmet, number one, they would life flight me to Grady. Number two, they would probably arrest a coach. Yeah. It was the old bike with the old blue webbing in the middle. Like had, we thought because it had a little bit of air.
Yeah.
That, zero. Dude, it's so heavy. It's unbelievable compared to what they have now. And then technology. So.
And you guys didn't have targeting back then.
You could do whatever you wanted with those things.
I can't even remember those things.
There you go.
Mike Penix, quarterback one for the Atlanta Falcons, caught up with Dukes and Bell yesterday. Look, high expectations for the Atlanta Falcons, and he did not slow that down. He was talking about this could be the best offense in the NFL. They started their conversation, Dukes and Bell did, with Mike Penix, asking him about how different this year feels from last year.
The only difference is, I mean, I got a different title this year, you know, but I always kept the main thing. You know, the goal is to do whatever I can to help this team win football games, and that's going to continue to stay that. So still the same mindset, you know, just a different title this year.
You were known as a great leader, man, a captain at Washington. Do you feel more comfortable taking that leadership role this season?
Yeah, man. I've always been comfortable in that role. You know, it don't come overnight. You know, obviously you got to gain that trust from the guys. And, you know, each and every day I continue to try to prove that, make sure the guys know that I'm somebody they can look at as a leader. And, you know, I just got to come out here and be consistent each and every day. And my play is going to speak for itself. So,
Michael Penix joining us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So a lot of conversation about Kyle Pitts this offseason. Saw that you guys got together, not just Pitts, but your receiving core. Yeah. Did you orchestrate that? Did you call the guys and say, hey, let's hook up and get together? And do you feel like you got some quality work in? Or was it just, hey, hanging out and get to know guys?
Yeah, to be honest, Darnell Mooney, he called that up. You know, I definitely knew I wanted to get with the guys. But Mooney, he said it's on him this year. he took it this year, and he was like, hey, man, because I know you fresh to it. You know, this is your first year starting. You know, I want to – He wanted to take over this year, you know, bringing the guys out, you know, to Cali and working together. So, but that's just the leader that he is as well, you know. But next year, it'll definitely be on me. So,
what's up, Darnell?
Darnell Mooney, baby. Hey, what's the relationship like with Zach Robinson, especially now that you are going to be the man from the jump as opposed to taking it in midseason last year? Anything different with the playbook, or is he working to your strengths?
My relationship with him is great. You know, he trusts me, I trust him, and he's gonna call whatever's on that playbook, because he know. As long as we're on the same page, you know, whenever we get out there, you know, we're going to go out there and make it work. You know, every call not going to be great. Every play by me not going to be great. But at the end of the day, we got to lean on each other, you know, in those hard times and even in those good times, you know, and always trust each other and, you know, always come to understand when it comes game day. And we locked in and we're going to do whatever it takes to win football games.
Michael Penix joining us here on Dukes and Bell. Mike, there was a play last year Mike and I talked about where you went to Drake, y'all missed it, and you went right back to it, yeah. And you hit it for a touchdown. And I bring this up only to say, how much confidence do you instill, not only in Drake, but also maybe Kyle Pitts, and say, hey, I'm coming to you. Dog, I'm getting you to rock. Like, does that help? And is that you? Do you do those things for those guys, or is it just a situation that happens and plays out throughout the course of a game?
Man, it's what we do, not on Sundays, but, you know, throughout the week, each and every day, you know, gaining that confidence, gaining that that trust with those guys and allowing them to understand, like, hey, man, we nobody perfect. You know, we strive to be perfect, but nobody's perfect. Everybody's not going to make every single play, you know, but as long as we continue to play the next play, you know, the ball will find you, and I'm always going to find an open guy. So they know that. They'll get the ball.
You remember that play?
I do.
We do, because that's the thing. Michael Penix Jr., our quarterback, joins us on Dukes and Bell. When we talk to people around the country about the Falcons and they ask us about you, I say that Sunday night game against the Commanders, that was like a big moment. It's like a playoff-type atmosphere, and you made one of those great throws to Kyle Pitts for a touchdown. Did you go back and look at all your film from last year?
Yeah, I did. I did.
What'd you think?
Oh, I mean, it was a lot of things to work off of. You know, obviously, you know, it was tough connecting, you know, early on, you know, but, you know, as we continue to get better each and every day, you know, just spending all that time, you know, outside of the game field and even off the field as well, you know, just building that relationship with those guys, you know, that connection to continue to build. And I've been seeing it build all season. I can't wait to see what we do this year.
SEC Media Days just happened. Kalen DeBoer was in town, and he said, hey, you came to the crib. Y'all kicked it. You have a great relationship with him. What is he telling you as you now made your way into the professional ranks and helping you as long as he's known you? Probably he says he's known you better, you know, as far as an offensive coordinator and being around you than anybody else.
Yeah, man, he just telling me to be myself. You know, he said that's all I got to do, be myself. He told me to just trust my abilities and, you know, just go out there and have fun. You know, that's the biggest thing he always say, just have fun, you know, and be you. And that's the main thing that he always tell me.
Speaking of having fun, man, people loving the vibe, the working class hero, man, being at Costco, when you get the word, you're going to be the starter. What else did you do this summer, man? What was your off season?
This summer, I didn't really do too much. I went back home to my city, in Dade City. You know, I had a kids camp there. You know, truly enjoyed that. You know, all the kids that came out and supported. And
had a street named after you, didn't you?
Got a street named after me. That was a blessing as well, too. You know, so those things, I got out to fish a little bit, been trying to golf, get my golf game better, but that's about it.
How's it?
You already catch. Yeah, we're all fishing. Well, we try to fish.
Yeah, we went trout fishing.
Okay.
Yeah, out there trout.
In the golf game, what's it look like?
It's getting there. I ain't going to talk too much about it, but it's getting there.
Well, now it's go time, so you shutting that down, right? You won't have time to do that.
Yeah.
Michael, what do you want to improve on, man? I mean, obviously, three-game sample space, but you know your game. You know what you're capable of.
Mm-hmm.
Coming into this season, you say, this is what I got to be better at. What is that?
Just a connection with the guys. You know, obviously seeing last year, you know, seeing all the plays that was left out there, you know, it's not something that, you know, I'm used to seeing. You know, I like to at least give my guys a chance, and it was the times last year where I wasn't giving them a chance, you know. So just make sure I give those guys a chance, you know, just connecting with them, you know, day in and day out, make sure that our chemistry is where it needs to be.
Do we know what the workload's going to be like in preseason? Because I know last year we wanted to see more of you in preseason. Have you talked to Coach about that yet?
No talks about that yet.
What about Kirk Cousins, man? How's that really? I know you're talking about how he's had your back. Same vibe?
Yeah, same vibe, man. He's great. Great guy. You know, he's still a leader. You know, everybody look at him as a leader, and he's always going to be that. You know.
You feel what's going on around here? I'm talking about Atlanta, like, with you and, like, how people feel and the excitement. Do you feel that?
I am a little bit, you know. I feel like once season come around, you'll see it and feel it even more, you know. But I definitely am feeling the love, you know. It's amazing, you know. I love the city, man. It's a great city. You know, I was glad I got drafted here. You know, I'm not too far from home, so be able to have family come up a lot. So it's been great.
And then finally, we talked a lot about the playoffs. We talked to A.J. Terrell, Jesse Bates. You know, you're in your second year. A lot of these guys have not been in the playoffs. I mean, do you set goals like that, or just it is what it is?
No, we gotta win. we gotta get there, man. That's always the goal, man. Goal trying to win every one, you know. But we're gonna do whatever it takes to make sure that we do that.
There it is, Michael Penix. Big things expected for him this year, and he's not slowing down the hype train. Said this could be one of the best offenses in the NFL, but he's got to take care of business, as do the rest of the squad, and they got to stay healthy. Darnell Mooney banged up a little bit yesterday at practice. Hopefully, we see him back out there tomorrow. A lot going on this week. Some interesting angles to take, and we did it via Rusty Rocks. Rusty, what do we got today?
Well, I thought I had an opening, but
I was told there was music.
You got to, especially this week, got to have walkout music. Bo ain't going to let me down right there. Real quick, man, I obviously was going at the beginning of the week. I was like, easy topic. My boys in town, we got a big reunion. 1990, what was the songs I remember came out that fall and that year? Then, unfortunately, Ozzy Osbourne passes away. And I'm like, well, can I do Ozzy? Then Hulk Hogan passes away. And I was like, ah, man. So I got three topics today mixed into one with five songs. And I'm going to start with a bunch of just rowdy-ass ballers from Lyndale, Georgia. A couple of songs that came out. And we all were bumping these songs. This is a little soft, but I don't care. I still love my guy, LL Cool J. From 1990, love some LL, man. Around the Way Girl, back in the day. A Fendi bag and a bad attitude. I'm sure Randy's bumping his head to this one. This is a good one right here. Don't play this one, next one. Obviously, this hit is standard the stand of time here. But here's what I'll say. This is one of those songs, Bo. I remember the first time I heard this, and it came out during football season of that year, number four on this list. Easy song. Little rip off of Queen right here. Vanilla Ice. I had my dad's 86 Eddie Bauer Bronco just straight blasting that thing riding downtown.
And he's in here jealous about your Bronco. That's the car that he wants.
Dude, it was a bad one, man. It was a bad one. 86 Eddie Bauer. Made some bad decisions. I made some good decisions in that Bronco. Sorry, Dad. Number three. I love this one. This was kind of one of those huge moments in professional wrestling. This is when my man turned Hulk Hogan, went to NWO. Voodoo Child. This was when he turned on everybody and came out to NWO.
Made the song iconic again.
Dude, it introduced it to a whole new generation. Yeah. 100%. You still hear this song and you think about them coming out.
100%, yeah, that's it.
Wolfpack, baby. NWO. Number two, got to get to the man. Obviously, this is a song that I like. A lot of people know because of one of our Atlanta Braves. Number two for me, Ozzy Osbourne. Crazy Train and Chipper. Chipper's walkout song, Chipper Jones. And this song came out in 1980. I had to look it up. I was like, what is this song really about? It's about the Cold War. He wrote it about all the stuff going on in the world. But this is an iconic song, man, from one of the best ever to do it, Ozzy Osbourne. Number one will go down now, more special, I guess you could say, because this is the last song that he ever played live. July the 9th, I believe that concert was. This was the last song he ever sung in front of everyone. He struggled a little bit, and when you see the reaction to everybody, they knew he was struggling to sing this, such high notes. You see people with tears in their eyes. Great freaking song, man. Number one for me today has to be what an iconic. What they said, 2 week notice he gave with this song. Ozzy Osbourne, number one today. Mama, I'm coming home. Wrote this song about his wife, Sharon, who stood by him through God knows what that woman went through. What a saint there.
Good for her.
Dude, no question,
she
man.
She went on to make a completely different career than he did.
Correct.
All on the side, yeah, while still being by his side.
When you say people are soulmates, that might have been the only female that would have stood by, yeah, that dude after what he went through. But shout out to Sharon. He wrote this song for her. He sang it last in his career. Couldn't think of a better song than this one. Mama, I'm coming home. Ozzy Osbourne.
There it is. Rusty Rocks. A busy week, unfortunately, for the passing of some Hollywood stars there. When we come back, John Foyt, Game of the Night, and Three Strikes as we wrap up the Steakhouse on a Friday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Wow. Okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash.
Mm-mm-mm. Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
It's America's 250th birthday, and I'm going to shop the furniture America's waited 250 years for at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, they've got ultra-comfy power reclining sofas with genuine leather seats, stylish dining sets with convenient lift-top storage, best-selling bedrooms with over 700 five-star reviews, and a feature-packed pop-up sleeper sofa with built-in shelving, charging, storage, and those signature Bob-opedic seats. So, stop in or shop online at Bob's Discount Furniture, where America shops for furniture.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Bo, welcome back into the steakhouse.
You just scared this man to death. He's like, don't tell me he just died. I was like, dude.
There's two guys. There are two guys, Rusty, who I've like been mentally preparing myself for a while of their eventual path. We all go at some point.
And Rick, people are Rick, creeping up there. Rick Flair and who?
No, it's not Rick. Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks is one I'm preparing
he's,
for.
He's definitely late in the game.
And then, especially with some of the recent issues, is Billy.
How in the Billy hell Joel. Did Nikki Sixx and Ric Flair outlive all these people?
Hasn't Ric Flair technically died and come back?
Four or five times.
Like, yeah, right? Like, he's kind of is it in the fine print, right?
That man's. We got to bubble wrap him and Willie Nelson for about the next 6 weeks.
Willie's focused on some more natural
he's relaxed.
Options he's relaxed. To extend his life, I believe. John Foy, big game of the night here on the Steakhouse, presented by John Foy & Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Braves back at it tonight. Texas Rangers, 8:05. Joey Wentz against Nathan Eovaldi. There's also actually some really good, not that too many people are tuning in, but, you know, I might. There's actually some really good games in the MLS tonight. And so,
as Mike Conti said, there's just a really good CFL game tonight.
Edmonton and Saskatchewan.
The Rough Riders.
So, yeah. San Diego and Nashville late night tonight in the MLS. So, there you go. That's what's the couple options. John Foy, big game of the night. It's tough to keep making arguments for Braves as big game of the night, Rusty.
Yeah, man.
In a week or two, right? You said we're big game of the night might be some high school football.
I guarantee you, on August 1st, you can start doing big games of the night for sure. There's
because I don't want to be.
There's some big time open scrimmage games.
I can't be making arguments for Joey
Corky
Wentz
Kale
on the
Classic, which is on 92.9 games. Some of those games we open up on Wednesday, August 13th, with real games.
How about my guys got in it this year?
Who's that?
Dunwoody, baby.
Dunwoody, yes,
Bo
sir.
Johnson on the call at Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Look at my man, Bo Johnson.
Oh, you know what? I was supposed to ask you. What did Sandra wanted me to ask Rusty about Dunwoody back in the 90s?
So they were really good. That was,
I know.
That
she was, didn't believe me. She thought I was blowing
so that
smoke.
That was Travis Stroud, Rod Perryman. They won the state championship in 1994, I believe.
She didn't believe me. Now, oh no, you know what? She wanted me to ask you about the year I went there, and they were not good in 2003.
I don't know.
I said, I don't think we had a single starred recruit. Not one. There's no way.
They've had a better program. They have a I know some people. I had some people had some good friends of mine from Rome had a couple kids that went through there the last couple of years. They're on the uptick over there.
It's fine. We were a basketball school when I was there. Right after that,
1994, they were real good. That was the same year as Hines Ward and all those guys came out. Travis Stroud was a huge recruit. I know Travis listens. Rod Perryman, I believe, was a running back. He went to Georgia. The Hetzenberg. That's where my guy from Remember the Titans was.
Yeah, so Kit Pardue played in 95,
Sunshine.
I believe.
He played Sunshine. Yeah, he was junior, yeah.
Yeah, because he and Seacrest were the same year. I think they're both in the class of 95.
Sunshine was the quarterback of the state championship team.
Yeah.
Yep. No, what about him, man?
So there you go.
Seacrest played too, right? He did. He did play football. He did.
He might have been.
He played football.
He's a DB, right?
I think he was
a DB.
I'm not sure he was correcting helmets, but he was, hey man.
Well,
he got a state championship.
You line him up somewhere. I
mean, yeah, kudos to him, man. Shout out Dunwoody, 94.
Yeah, it hadn't been so great since. I used to go to games with my dad back then. They'd take me to the games when they were good back in the 90s. I was young. I don't remember a lot about
them. All the kids that I grew up, people that still come up to us like, hey, I was 9, 10 years old, went to that game. You know, that's kind of, you know, we got to play the state championship at home, and we didn't play in the Georgia Dome and all that stuff. So that was kind of important. I do want to give one quick shout out, man. I had someone at 929 reach out to me this week. One of our loyal listeners, somebody that's a huge high school fan, and I believe his name is Brett, and he's going through a big battle right now in life with some medical issues, and want to let him know that we are praying for him and thank you for all his support. And he's a Georgia Bulldog fan. He's a huge high school football fan down in Brooks, Georgia, I believe is where we are. So let him know we are thinking about him.
I got the three strikes questions right here. It's all something we've touched on here or there at some point during today's show. So if you want to jump in line, 404-726-0929, 404-726-0929. In just a couple of moments, we'll ask these questions, start take some calls, get some answers. But I do want to remind you guys, Falcons training camp, the sessions Saturday and Sunday there at Flowery Branch are sold out, but there are still tickets remaining for the 8 other sessions later on in training camp, including the joint practices with the Titans. Go to AtlantaFalcons.com. Tickets are free, but they do ask that you go ahead and pick up tickets before coming up there to Flowery Branch. If you are going to be there at Flowery Branch on either Saturday or Sunday, 92.9 The Game is going to be there as well. We've got coverage with Sam and Greg Saturday. They're going to be there from 9 o'clock until 1 o'clock, breaking down practice and doing their thing. And then on Sunday, special edition, half of the morning shift, Mike Johnson and Dylan Matthews are going to be right there.
Sunday, like at 9 Flower to 1, Beach. Right?
Say again?
They're 9 to 1.
9-1 on Sunday. Woo. There's going to be Mike and Dylan.
You talking about crisp, that 11-1 hour?
Yeah.
Woo.
And then we'll all get back out at there. Morning shift, Steakhouse, Andy, Randy, Dukes and Bell come Tuesday and Thursday next week. And again, Dukes and Bell going to be at the Hooters of Mall of Georgia. And training camp coverage on 92.9 The Game brought to you by North Georgia Honda Dealers and by Hooters. Ain't no parties like a Hooters party. So I'm looking forward to getting back out there. I had a nice time there yesterday. And I was doing Steakhouse yesterday, so I didn't really get to see much.
Mm-hmm.
When I'll be back out there next week with Andy and Randy, I'll get an opportunity to actually take in the practice early and see morning, what's going on. Because I was just living off of tweets, and I didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
All I could see was that Kyle Pitts was
so
taking over.
So it is full open now. If you get one of the tickets, you're in full 2,000 fans.
Yeah, right. But make sure you go to AtlantaFalcons.com.
Are they doing one of the school things where they usually do?
I don't know.
I know they did second year a couple years ago.
Yeah, yep. And a lot of that was because they didn't have fans, so keep an eye on that. All right, 404-726-0929 for three strikes. Here are the three questions we've got today. We talked about Big Ten Media Days out there in Las Vegas. What's the perfect amount of time to spend in Las Vegas? That's question number one. Question number two, your favorite wrestler growing up or now, just your favorite wrestler then or now, whichever one is more preferable. And then number three, I didn't wake up early, but I did do it first thing this morning. I watched Happy Gilmore 2. What's the best golf movie of all time? So your three questions.
Here's the angle of that. Today, on 1980, Caddyshack was released.
Now, I did not know that separate of watching Happy Gilmore. You told me that earlier today.
Yep.
So there are your three questions, 404-726-0929. It is time for three strikes. As we wait for the phone lines to light up, 404-726-0929, I got to tell you, I have never been to Vegas.
Holy, it's been a while for me.
I had a trip planned for my 35th birthday 5 years ago. And also 5 years ago, we had COVID.
I went on back.
No, I didn't physically have COVID. We were in COVID, and I couldn't go to Vegas.
Two of my boys got married like 05, 06, 07, one of those. We went back-to-back years, bachelor parties. I really want to go see the Spear. I really want to go see the Eagles come back in the fall. Mm. The problem is they play on Friday and Saturday night in the fall, which is a
football season.
It's a wrap for
tough,
me.
Tough go.
I should have damn went in spring.
Yeah.
I heard it's unbelievable, though.
Yeah. I think my perfect length of time is in Vegas is a little longer than most people's. I think I could handle it, but we'll see what people have to say.
I would say 3 days. I want to do March Madness there one the opening days 1 point.
Yeah.
I want to do Thursday, Friday.
It's almost a weird situation to be in Vegas because I'm not leaving the book. Like I'd just be watching the games. I wouldn't even be at tables gambling. We got a couple on the line now to play three strikes with us. We got David in Atlanta. Line one, David.
What's up, fellas?
What's the perfect length of time to spend in Las Vegas?
4 days to avoid that jet lag.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Who was your favorite wrestler, either growing up or right now?
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka, baby.
And what's the best golf movie of all time?
Tin Cup.
I was wondering if we were going to one of those. I'll
be sure that's going to be close.
I think we've got three movies that kind of stand alone. I'm interested to see if anything else comes in. Tin Cup was one of those three. All right, Joseph is in Gainesville. Joseph, perfect length of time to spend in Las Vegas.
5 days. Obviously, the jet lag, depending where you're coming from. You need a day to sit at the pool and look at the ladies. And then the rest, you got to gamble, brother.
All right, who was your favorite wrestler growing up?
I'm going to go old school, brother. Mr. Wrestling number one.
And what's the best golf movie of all time?
That's my guy here.
Well, you know, I'm also a Tin Cup fan, but, I mean, that's probably the only one I really watched that was memorable.
All right, good deal. Appreciate that, Joseph. Cody in Atlanta. Cody, what's the perfect amount of time to spend in Las Vegas?
Man, the perfect amount of time to spend in Las Vegas is 4 nights, Friday to Monday.
All right. Who's your favorite wrestler growing up or now?
Man, Mr. Perfect.
All right. And what's the best golf movie of all time?
Well, the one that's named the greatest game ever played.
All right, very good one. I was wondering which there's like two or three fringe movies I thought people might bring up. That was certainly one of them. We'll wrap things up. Chris is in Noonan. What's going on, Chris?
What's going on, fellas?
What is the perfect amount of time to spend in Las Vegas?
3 days. Any more than that, and you're just a degenerate.
Who's your favorite wrestler growing up?
Man, late 80s, early 90s, Jake the Snake, hands down.
And what's the best golf movie of all time?
Every answer other than Caddyshack is just wrong.
Okay, there you go. Appreciate the call, Chris.
I'm pretty loyal to Caddyshack. I know it's kind of quirky, but, dude, there's so many one-liners in there. And Rodney Dangerfield is a great character. That's a great movie. I'll go old school. Some of these guys are going to know this. Man, my guy was Tommy Wildfire Rich, man. That dude, and I found out he had kids in like 9 states.
That's about right.
He enjoyed his time on the road.
The regional circuit took him,
back
you know?
In the day, I have to say, look, too, man, from Rome, Georgia, shout out Arn Anderson from East Rome High School. He won the state championship in football. He's state champion wrestler, one of the original four horsemen. My favorite Arn Anderson story, I sat in a booth with him in Rome, Georgia, and watched O.J. Simpson run in the Bronco that night. And might be the last time I saw him, but that was cool. That was a cool moment.
There you go. Three strikes. We'll get that up on social media in a little bit. But, Rusty, that's it. It's 2 hours right there, dead and gone.
Flies, man.
It's a Friday. The weekend's here.
It's a big one.
It's time to get out of here. Let's
do that.
It's time for us to get out of here. Thank you, Bo Johnson. Appreciate it, as always, Rusty. Nice to work with you.
Appreciate
Looking
it,
forward to football season finally
last,
being here.
This is the last weekend. Listen to me, people. The last weekend until February 8th, 2026. We made it.
State Shapiro back on Monday. We're going to rock and roll until then. Midday show coming up. Andy and Randy right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Whoa, okay. This one says you get a free phone if you switch. Hey, this one also says you get a free phone if you switch.
Yeah, they all do, hon.
Huh. The T-Mobile one says their customers had the lowest wireless bills versus the other big guys over the past 5 years. And their latest experience plans have Netflix included, plus a year of Dash Pass by DoorDash. Mm-mm-mm.
Hang on, let me see that. Oh, yeah, we're switching.
That's what I'm talking about. Do we clap now or...
At T-Mobile, get savings that keep stacking up. That's value you can feel every day. And right now, bring your phone to T-Mobile and we'll give you $400 when you switch.
Savings based on Harris X billing snapshots from Q3 2021 to Q4 2025 compared to average AT&T and Verizon bills. Comparison excludes discounts, credits, and optional charges. $400 with new account on qualifying line. Unlocked device credit ported 90 plus days with device and carrier entirely redemption required. Virtual MasterCard typically takes 14 weeks. No cash access and expires in 6 months. Card issued by Sunrise Banks N.A. Member FDIC. Visit T-Mobile.com.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
For 2026, Toyota is the best resale value brand according to Kelley Blue Book. With the Tacoma, Tundra, and 4Runner named the top three for resale value above all vehicles by KBB. And with special financing available at your local Toyota dealer, you can enjoy affordability today, while great resale value can mean thousands more in your pocket when it's time to sell or trade in. Shop Toyota.com to find out more. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Is health insurance eating up your budget for 2026? If you're looking for ways to better steward your finances, consider this. Christian Healthcare Ministries is a health insurance alternative at half the cost. As a ministry, CHM allows you to share the burden of medical bills with other believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/solution. That's chministries.org/solution.